the ocean of birth and death, of painful existence, has no bound. Only by the ship of Amida's universal vow can we, who have long been drowning, unfailingly be brought across it. Good morning. Ohayou gozaimasu. This month is the autumn equinox, Ohigan. During Ohigan, in Japan or mainland, the weather is not too hot and not too cold. The days and nights are all of equal length, and the world feels in balance and in comfortable harmonies. In the Japanese Buddhist tradition, especially, this time of Ohigan is thought to be perfect for the contemplation of the Dharma, the teaching of Buddha. We need only open our eyes to see all around us that in the undeniable truth of change, there is also the harmony, balance, and beauty of nature. This is Ohigan. Literally, Ohigan meaning other shores. This image of the other shore is used to describe the viewing of life with enlightened eye. It is to see our life, the shore, with genuine clarity. To contemplate the Dharma is to reflect the nature of life. With Dharma eyes open, we see clearly that in living life, there must also be an end. It is to view our lives with the awareness that nothing can last forever. Each day is a gift to be treasured, knowing that it will never come again. Each of us knows this truth of life. To me, the encouragement of the Buddha eye is not merely to live with this, but to love this day. We should try to enjoy, appreciate, and love each day, rain or shine. Doing this, we begin to cherish the people who fill our lives with meaning, with love, and with life. When it is the season of Ohigan, I remember two memories of the past. In Japan, during the Ohigan season, people pay a respectful visit to their ancestors at their family graves. They tidy up the graves and offer flowers, incense, and food. In my hometown, Ohagi, which is a rice bowl covered with sweet bean paste, is the most common food to be left at the grave. An old lady who was a member of my temple came and gave us a box full of ohagi and asked us to place it on the altar. My mother placed it on the altar in the morning, but in the afternoon, she takes it down and we eat it together. I was a very naughty child who loved ohagi, and I couldn't wait till the evening to eat it. So I would go to the temple in secret and sneak a little of the sweet bean into my mouth. I was scolded many times from my mother for doing this. The second memory was when we first moved to Hawaii 29 years ago. Because I was far away from home. I became homesick. I thought about going back to Japan many times. But after seeing my husband work hard at Hiro Honganji, I couldn't. At that time, it was the Ohigan season, and we received ohagi from a store called Akafuku in Hiro. While I ate the delicious ohagi, I remembered when I used to eat ohagi back at home. After this, my energy began to rise, and I didn't feel homesick anymore. After that, we became good friends with the owner of Akafuku and also the people of the Hiro town. I became used to my surroundings and forget about going home and soon. 29 years has gone by quickly. I think that the ohagi has some kind of special power for me. I said, Ohigan is a time to see our everyday lives from a distance, from the other shore we call the Pure Land. When we do this, we are able to see with Dharma viewpoint. The world we are fortunate to wake up to each day. Often, it is only when we are away from our everyday routine that we appreciate all that we have. But because I'm filled with attachments, I'm not able to go to the other shore with my own power. Shinran Shonin said that we only have to ride on the boat that is made from the primal boughs, and it will take us to the other shores. Therefore, we don't have to worry about anything and just recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu, with joy. I think that this is the true attitude of the people that follow Shinran Shonin. Do you agree? The old lady in my hometown and the owner of Akafuku have died during these 29 years. I think that they are waiting for me in the Pure Land while making delicious ohagi. When I think of this, it makes me want to go to the Pure Land to meet them. Let us have a nice ohigan together while thinking of our loved one who are waiting us in the Pure Land with Amida Buddha. Tomorrow, September 22nd, 9 a.m., Moiriri Honganji will have autumn ohigan service. Please come to church and listen to the Dharma with joy. Also, today is Peace Day. Each one will make an effort to become the peaceful world for the next generation.
時間がありますので、少し日本語でお話しさせていただきます。9月は秋のお彼岸です。明日、モイリリ本願寺では秋のお彼岸法要が行われます。どうぞ、仏様が私たちにかけてくださった大きな大きな願いをしっかり聴聞させていただきましょう。また、今日、9月21日はピースで平和を考える日です。どうすれば平和な世の中になるか 一人一人が考えさせていただきましょう。ご清聴ありがとうございました。ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏、ナモアミダ仏。